spread your wings, close your eyes, let your love flow, come inside, spread your wings, and close your eyes, let your love flow.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Welcome to my delayed reaction to the new and improved Dog Poet Transmitting. At least I hope it's new and improved, or at least the same thing, only different. The pressure of routine to bring about the broadcast, now that there's no longer a broadcast, resulted in my not getting around to it last week and being already late again last week again, and then now late for what proves to be this week again. And however, here it is. So the delayed reaction is at least a reaction, and here we are, you and I again. It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. Yeah, there you go. A little oldie from somewhere, somehow. Where or when? Right. Who and why? How? I don't know. So what should we talk about this morning, this afternoon, this evening? Well, one thing I would personally appreciate is for any and all of you to go to Amazon, and if you have read either of my books, I hope you will leave a review. I don't know what earthly good this will accomplish, but for some reason I feel moved to ask it here and on the blogs for a day or so, as I have, and then I will probably never trouble you again. Well, the status quo of the world remains seemingly unchanged, but there are some interesting changes expressed by things not going all that well for the hard cases who have pretty much had their way with us until recently. They've been torturing, maiming, and killing anyone who gets in their way, and going out of their way to harm those not in their way. They've been interrogating people with no information about things only they have the information about, because they're the ones who committed the offenses in the first place. It's as Kafkaesque as it gets. It's like the drone operators based in the U.S. who are killing people each and every day. These are people that they have to know are not the people they are told they are, and certainly they can see the women and children they are killing, and they all seem to be in a mental accord with each other about what they do. They say it doesn't affect them. It's just their job. They do what they're told. I'm impressed by their casual indifference to the suffering they cause. They're completely detached from any awareness of the consequences of their action. Sons. It's difficult for me to compute. They are foreign life forms, certainly not anything human. Now, I haven't been in the U.S. in years. The last time I was there was 10 years ago. At the time, I noticed an influx of a certain kind of Republican at the condo where we were staying, or all around the island, actually. It was almost as if they had a computer chip in their head that controlled all they said and did. It was like some kind of closed-circuit thing. There was no thinking outside the box allowed and no inclination to test it. You don't get that kind of a chip without a definite predisposition for being possessed by that kind of programming. I almost didn't get back out of the country, and that pretty much decided for me that I wouldn't return, which is a sad thing because there's a lot of you I would have liked to have seen. But then you can always come see me. Anyway, something had happened to the consciousness of the people in only a few short years. It looked like it was turning into the kind of place that could become a serious problem for me if I stayed there. It had been a problem for me at various times in the past. It was time I got a clue, and I did. Europe is friendly to me. The United States is not. I think about the people who continue to stay there and their reasons for doing so. Some of them are not financially capable. Some of them have familial attachments. And there are other reasons they may have, and that is for them to educate according to whatever works for them. There is no telling where one person would be better off and another would not be. We play a lot of guessing games about ourselves and with ourselves, and we often guess wrong. I certainly have made some less than informed decisions about where I thought I should be. Feels normal where I am. None of the crazy things I keep hearing about and reading about are happening here. Basel is an obvious center of darkness, but you don't see any of that when you're walking around. Just a slow-moving Rhine in the usual Swiss architecture. I feel completely disconnected from the insanity that's sweeping the globe. It's like it's happening somewhere else inside another dimension. I'm beginning to think that there are these collective destinies that are each on a different train, and the train is headed for a particular tunnel that is linked into the space-time continuum, where something happens between the entrance and the exit of the tunnel. Maybe no train comes out of the tunnel, maybe it's a different train. Every tunnel, every train is different. I've heard it said that there are a number of Earths. I can't remember if I heard a number. Was it 9? I hear the conditions are very different from each other on these different Earths, and that those who reflect the conditions and values of any of these particular Earths are going to find themselves there in a blink of an eye by their own choice. It's a personal decision in every case. You hear all kinds of projections and rumors about things that are supposed to happen soon. There's some kind of vibrationary dynamic that's supposed to go in operation around December of this year. I've noticed serious changes in the atmosphere over recent months, but nothing dramatically startling. It's hard to imagine that all of a sudden, in a moment, we will go into some kind of strange hyperspace where the reality changes into something unrecognizable or something familiar from a long, long time ago. I have no inkling of what's out there or how my present plans are going to be affected. Each day that comes up is like the one before. I go to the news sites and see yet one more variation on the old there's no news like bad news theme. My personal world is shifting. I'm going places with people where I would not have gone in the past, and there are people in my life now that were not there before. Someone I've been looking forward to meeting and who has been looking forward to meeting me has come and gone, so now I'm going to Romania in a couple of months and then to the UK, which looks like I'm going to pull, I don't know, maybe have something to do with Glastonbury, and that's where they have that festival, but I don't know anything right now, and so I shouldn't say anything. And well, that's a big step up for me in any case. So many kinds of adventures will ensue. I hardly know what to think, but I am definitely picking up my guitar again and heading off to record all those albums that I've left hanging as soon as I can get this new novel finished. God help me with that. I'm performing again, which is something I didn't think would happen, and I've got some interesting spy sunglasses, and I'm going to start doing a video log shortly. This involves my wandering around and talking to myself, talking to you and myself, actually. It's similar to the TV show I used to do where I channeled around 7 different characters. One of them was a serial killer. One was a deathless Tibetan master. Both these guys appeared in my first novel. Then there was Omega Fortunatus. He wore a cap and had Christmas tree lights strung around his head and shoulders. And all of the characters had a special hat, and some of them had special sunglasses. Omega Fortunatus was from outer space and brought us the news of the cosmos off-planet. Then there was an ex-CIA insider who had the dirt on everyone and was hiding as a result. His name was Johnson, just Johnson. And then there was Mr. Visionary. Mr. Visionary was a genius inventor who was also quite mad. He could be pretty funny, and all of them were amusing on occasion. It used to be on local cable in Woodstock, New York, and also on Manhattan cable. And sometimes people would yell at me on the street when they recognized me. Hey, you're that guy! It was very popular in Woodstock and led to some also amusing things, like this 12-year-old boy, Tony, who had built a shrine to me in his bedroom and who apparently followed me around and photographed me all the time. And I never tumbled to it, never saw him, and only heard about it afterwards. It was through the TV show that I met the B-52s and other people. I didn't like their music, and Ed, the lead singer, was one of the most unpleasant people I've ever met in my life, rivaling even Allen Ginsberg for mendacity and pure mean-spiritedness. I've had these shows around for years now, along with the technology to digitalize them and put them up on Vimeo or somewhere, but I never got around to it. Certain efforts of mine are in some kind of a lockbox, like my latest novel. The last few chapters just don't want to make the leap from my notebook into the computer. I can't figure it out, but it's very real. Now, the novel is extremely controversial, but that's never stopped me in the past. My life is a very eerie thing. I have been the recipient of a seemingly endless variety of everything being under control scenarios, where I'm not in charge of anything. I have very little to say anything. I arrive at my work desk each morning, and there I am for any number of hours, sometimes often into the night, going with regular visits up and downstairs for tea, but no sympathy. Sorry, that's just a play on words and doesn't mean anything. My objective in talking about myself now and then has to do with the resonance that goes on around here. For some reason, getting into my personal experiences seems to have some kind of an extra personal effect on others, but often indirectly. I bring this up by way of explanation, relating to motive and hope for, well, understanding on the part of the listener. I really have no idea of what I'm doing, and I just move along from moment to moment while things surface for me to do, or I get an email to meet someone or go off with the dogs. And sometimes I feel like that guy in the movie The 13th Floor about the video game programmers. Boy, that was quite a film. I've been trying to understand certain things for a while now, but understanding doesn't come. I'm led to believe something dramatic is coming up, and then I'll be able to understand it all. It's always right around the corner. It's always soon, but it doesn't arrive, and that mystifies me. I get such strong voices of encouragement that there's nothing for days then, and then it's back again. I feel like I made some critical mistake, and then everything is okay again, and I hear that I can't make any mistakes, and all the mistakes I think I make were forced upon me, and I had no choice. Very often I'm given the impression the arrangements were made about me, that arrangements were made about me, which involve wagers and agreements of which I have no knowledge. Often I'm told there's nothing I can do about any of it. It just has to run its course. I confess to a degree of frustration with this whole syndrome, but by now I'm accustomed to walking blind. I hear the most outrageous things, which seem to me that they can't possibly be true, but then there's all the evidence that keeps getting thrown at me, which tends to support and enhance at least the possibility of these things being true. What to do? What to think? God only knows, and that seems to be the truth of the matter. For years now, I keep getting told, rely on me. Through the process, I routinely get my ass kicked up and down the sidewalk, and that part seems to have something to do with the wager or arrangement, whichever it is. It can be maddening, as if I am on one side of a door and I can hear conversations taking place on the other side of the door, but I can't make out anything that's being said. I do know there is a conversation going on and that there are some number of voices involved, but I can't make out what's being said. Other odd things occur, like my only being able to remember bad things about myself, and then I suddenly get to see the other side, but it's hidden most of the time, and so all I see is a litany of my offenses and failures, and it really is strange the things that happen to me, and I keep hearing those voices on the other side of the door. I didn't mean for this radio show to go rambling all over the place. I'm a rambling man, yeah. But when my flow gets compromised, as it did at Murr's the other day, and as it is here at this moment, one thing I recognize, once again, is that I have nothing to say about any of it, except I keep talking. Today I heard from a friend of ours who lives down the street that his wife fell off a horse and was taken away in an ambulance and taken to a hospital some distance from the local places, and that is not a good sign, and the people at Horse Farm would not tell the poor fellow anything, the husband, and nothing about her condition or even where she was taken, although we just found out. I'd asked my invisible friends about her, and they said, she's fine. How could that be? So I just assumed I wasn't being told the truth, but I am always told the truth, and it now turns out she only had a bad concussion. And then later we found out she had a small crack in a cervical vertebra, but nothing, just would, like a stress fracture or something, and God, that's good news. I was sure she had a broken back and might be paralyzed given the condition of the original information, and I was wrong again. Wonderfully so. Their dogs are here now while he has headed off to the hospital 60 kilometers away. Suzanne was getting all kinds of bad vibes about our friend riding that horse for several weeks. She had been warning her. She was definitely tuned in. I apologize for missing the last 2 weeks of the radio show, and I promise to do my best to be more consistent and get the shows done way ahead of time now. The year keeps winding down. All kinds of things loom but don't materialize. Soon we'll run out of year. This means that all kinds of things have to go down in a narrow time window, and I guess that means we're looking at it all taking place around the elections, like it usually does. Good grief. The fix is in anyway, because Romney can't win with someone like Paul Ryan. What am I saying? There aren't any more elections. It's funny how the mind returns to things that are no longer there as if they were still there, how the mind is programmed to believe in extinct systems or things that are no longer, like the radio show. Just kidding, of course, because here you have a radio show. It's an interesting thought, though. Even though we know that the system is absolutely bankrupt and corrupt, some part of us still invests it with a degree of credibility, when it in fact has none. We're even deceived by the level of corruption in our leaders. They're worse than you think, because you measure them against yourself, and there isn't a working standard for comparison. They're residents of an alternative universe. Some of them came here for the express purpose of what they are engaged in without hesitation or regret. They believe they came here for a particular purpose, but they are actually here for judgment. They've been given the opportunity to continue their crimes for the purpose of demonstration. Some of them were given a choice in their actions, but the pull of the dark side proved to be too much. The rest of us here are engaged in our personal destinies with the opportunity to step off the wheel or remain on it for another cycle. And some of us came here to help, and of course the burden of that effort means continuing struggle and adversity. In some few cases, there is no adversity because that took place at an earlier time, and now these souls exist as beacons for those tuned into the message they bring. It's all neatly choreographed, though this feature is difficult to see, and the reason it's difficult to see is because of the attachment to the things and conditions of this plane. You will find, as you make yourself free of this attachment, that you can begin to see what is actually taking place. The blinds come off. The good news is that there are powerful forces at your side to assist you in this, should you choose to seek this reality. If you do not seek it, after you have been repeatedly informed of its existence, then whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? I will tell you what I myself have been told for some time now, and also what my personal suffering and natal oppositions have been all about. Reliance on the divine. I've been told over and over, rely on me. I wasn't getting it. I've been as hard-headed and dense as any of you. I didn't want to be, and I have been relentless in my cries for assistance and in remembrance, which is key to both understanding and liberation. Eventually, if you don't give up, you cannot fail. Well, in my own case, I would have not been permitted to fail anyway, but I had to go through all these changes for the purpose of demonstration. Eventually, all this passes, and the moment for direct action and transition arrives. All the old things pass away, and all things are made new. The holy books and the teachings of all those who came to inform, enlighten, and free us for our living realities. And once again, you don't see these things because of the shroud of Maya and in place of attachments. And the in-place attachments. In any case, a little effort goes a long way now, and all would be advised to advantage themselves of this wonderful serendipity. Okay, we're out of time, and I will see you next week if there is one. James tells me the radio program may well be back in October. Seek the light and call upon your creator. That said, hail Lord Jesus Christ. Hare Krishna. Om Amitabha. Allahu. Om Ganesh. Aloha and Haru.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.